Close your eyes, relax, and let your imagination guide you for the next little while into a very special place where all of your desires can become a reality, all of them. Places where magnificent changes can take place if you are really willing and open and allow it to happen. Just let your mind sink now and experience this place in your mind where all of your dreams can be completely fulfilled, if you are ready. Are you ready? If you're ready, then say yes. And let that word yes echo throughout your mind now. Hear my words with your own voice, echoing over and over and over again. Say yes again. And from this point forward, every time you close your eyes and hear that word yes, with either your own voice or mine, that word yes puts you deeper into trance. That's right. And you can affirm and reaffirm any and all of the suggestions that I'm about to give to you just by repeating that word yes in your mind. Yes means that you are willing and open to having the changes take place in your life that I'm going to talk about in a few moments. Are you willing and open? Do you trust your mind is powerful enough to create the changes you want to make? Just say yes. Good. And now go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Yes, yes, yes. You are relaxed. And in a moment, I'm going to take you 10 times deeper than you are right now. Are you ready to go 10 times deeper? Good. Now begin by imagining yourself at the top of a beautiful staircase. And before moving a muscle, I want you just to notice your breathing for a moment. Notice your breathing. How does it feel? Does it feel soft and easy? Each breath sending a warm and relaxing vibration throughout your body. How does your body feel? Are there any areas in your body that need a little extra relaxation right now? Go ahead and breathe in gently. And as you breathe out, imagine that you're sending that out breath down to wherever it is in your body that just needs that extra relaxation, and go ahead and do that now. Spend a little more time concentrating on your breathing. Breathe gently and very slowly. This breathing is a direct route to your total relaxation. Good. Notice your body and the way that it feels. You feel a little tingling sensation anywhere in your body? Or a numbness? This is a great way to tell whether your body is becoming relaxed or not. In any case, you're doing just fine, and we're just about to take a nice, slow stroll down a set of stairs. So when I tell you to, you'll take your first step to stair number 10 of that set of 10 stairs. And each time you take a step down to a new stair, you will find that that step sends a wave of relaxation throughout your entire body. And then you will go twice as deep and relaxed as you were before. Twice as deep on every step until you reach the bottom of the stairway, which is filled with soft, fluffy clouds that will gently hold your body safely and comfortably and allow you to float in a state of trance. Let's begin. 10. Step down and feel yourself go deeper now. Good. 9. And deeper still. Double your relaxation. 8. Very nice. Feel the wave of relaxation moving through you. 7. You're doing great now and deeper still. 6. Feeling so good. Feeling that wave of relaxing energy moving through each cell of your body. 5. That's right. You can still feel yourself going down, down, down. 4. And deeper, and deeper, and deeper. 3. You are so comfortably relaxed that you feel that you may just float away. 2. Never felt quite this peaceful before, and feeling better all the time. And now ready for the ultimate feeling of beautiful, restful, hypnotic sleep. Get ready to take that last step. 1. Good. Just lie back now on the clouds and allow them to take you wherever they may go, while your subconscious mind is now perfectly open and receptive to hearing and receiving the suggestions to make the changes you want to make in your life now. As you continue relaxing deeper and deeper into trance, you can allow each and every word that I say to capture the attention of your subconscious mind in the most delightful and inspiring way, allowing your mind to become so very curious about the changes that it will be making over the next few days, weeks, and months ahead. Your mind is always receiving new information and making changes. So as you listen and accept these words, your mind can make magnificent and lasting changes. Changes that will affect you in the most profound way. Changes that will create a new sense of freedom within you. Changes that will cause you to feel more worthy and fulfilled than ever before. Yes, you know these changes are coming, and these changes are inevitable because you now release the power of your mind over to my voice, allowing my voice to guide you into just the right place, the most powerful place you've ever known. I want you to imagine that you're sitting on the beach, watching as the sun sets. It's a beautiful, cool summer night, and you can hear the waves pound the beach. There is a slight breeze, and this entire scene creates a feeling of complete and utter calm within you, that you find yourself almost dozing off to sleep. You're still awake, but you begin to daydream about shrinking down to the size of a pea and taking a tour inside your mind. You are simply amazed when you find yourself inside this mind of yours. You begin to think about computers and how the most magnificent computer you've ever seen or heard about or worked with seems practically archaic compared to the wonders of your very own mind. For within this mind of yours is stored every experience you have ever had, every word that was ever read by you, every word ever spoken to you. It's all right there in your mind. And you realize, as if for the very first time, how you have had access to these things all along. Even though you may have not been consciously aware of your brain's incredible ability to recall and learn quickly. As a matter of fact, the deeper inside your mind you go, you can already begin to call upon some old memories of just information that's been stored there. That's right. If you look straight ahead now, there is a door. And I want you to now open this door. And to your amazement, you will see that in this room, it is kind of like a large filing room, piled high with all kinds of information. Information about how to do things you've learned to do in the past, books you've read, and every piece of input you've ever been in touch with. I want you to pick up one of those files right now and look inside, and as you do, recall at random a piece of information, any piece of information, as soon as you open that file. Ready? One, two, three. Good. Now open the file and see what piece of information is in that file. Good. Now you can see just how you can recall information randomly and at will. However, there's just one problem with this room, and that is that all the files seem to be scattered all over the place. All the information is there, but your filing system is unorganized and not fit to your being able to recall the exact information you need at the right moment in time. So now, what we're going to do is organize the storehouse of your mind so that you can recall the information you need when you need it, in such a way that you will recall it clearly and perfectly. So for now, I want you to begin that filing system by thinking of a few areas you already know that you'd like to have the ability to recall at will. Just to get the process going, think of three subjects. And I want you to imagine creating drawers and labeling those drawers according to those corresponding subjects. Now, whenever you see something that relates in some way to those subjects, those things will automatically be associated with that drawer you've just created. You can even create further associations, subfolders that go inside those drawers. And just by thinking that key word whenever you receive new information, thinking that key word associated with that topic will direct it to go into just the right drawer, just the right file folder, and just the right file, which will ultimately become a natural and automatic thing for you. And you will get so fast at doing this that you won't even realize that it's happening without even thinking about it. These subfolders will be created all the time, and the information will be organized automatically. All you have to do is think of what subject matter it is to be filed under whenever you see that information, hear that information, or anything you feel you will want to recall. And the moment you say that key word, it will immediately go to the correct place. As you think that key word or phrase, a photograph or a recording is immediately taken of that item, situation, book, or experience, and instantly filed away into just the right place. And whenever you need to recall it, your subconscious mind will know exactly what file it's in and how to access that information. This all happens so instantaneously that you're not even aware of how it's happening or that any kind of filing situation is being established. But it is. And at first, you may be highly aware, more aware than ever before, that this information needs to be filed. And each time you practice with the system, it becomes more automatic. It becomes a habit. It becomes something that you are ultimately unaware that you're even doing anymore. But this is how you will establish the foundation and originate and organize those files in that room of information within your subconscious mind. And so as you close the door behind you, what is going to begin happening now is that a cleanup and organization system is being processed behind the scenes. And don't be surprised, since your subconscious mind is going to be working on this process for you while you're awake and while you're asleep, that suddenly you may start to have new memories surface during your daydreams and during your dreams at night. Memories of books you've read, experiences that you've had, and things you didn't know that you remembered. Don't be alarmed by these memories surfacing. This is just your subconscious mind's way of filing and organizing and restructuring the thoughts and memories in your mind so that you can have instant recall and an easier time learning and understanding new information. And it's so good to know that you can rely on this information, that it is there, and each new piece of information you get will now have a place to go. And because of this, you're able to learn much more quickly. Your subconscious mind does like to work fast and learn fast, and soon you will be able to memorize and recall all input into your brain with one experience. This will begin to happen the more you trust that your subconscious mind can do this for you. All you need to do for now is to begin to create those new subject associations on a conscious level by remembering and perhaps thinking to yourself something like, "This is something I want to remember." And then think of that thing that you want to remember as a subject, and then forget about it. Just by thinking that subject, you can allow your subconscious mind to do the rest of the work. This will be very easy for you. Whether that subject is history, literature, science, romance, health, computers, animals, names, dates, places, music, whatever it is, you simply think, "What is this subject?" And even if you can't immediately think of what the subject should be called, just by asking that question, your subconscious mind can instantly create a subject for you. And by that very action, your subconscious mind will snap a quick shot of the entire image, movie, sound, feeling, the whole experience, and it will go exactly where it needs to go. Then it will always be right there, immediately at your fingertips, the moment you need it. The most important thing to remember to do is to trust that you do know and you can recall the information. And if at some point it takes you a moment to recall, don't worry. This only happens when you feel anxious about it. So that is a cue for you to be calm and relaxed about it. And the more you can become calm and relaxed, the easier this is becoming. Every day you're speeding up your ability to retain information, speeding up the muscle coordination that causes your brain to be able to function at optimum levels, seeing patterns quickly. As your mind becomes more organized, there is more depth and more room for these patterns to be laid out. As you realize, because of this incredible quality you have to be able to learn quickly, easily, and more effectively, this dramatically impacts your ability to achieve anything you desire. There are no limits, only those you set upon yourself. Your brain can function in the ways you tell it to. And each time you take time to relax, you put yourself in charge. You recall abilities you've had in you all along and never realized were there. It seems so common and logical to you now that you wonder why you forgot to use your mind in this way. But now you remember how easy it is to remember, and you are feeling better and better about yourself all the time. You are feeling content, knowing that you will most certainly be able to improve your life. You are feeling worthy and more alive than ever before. And one of the things that makes you feel great is a way that you notice other people see you now as intelligent and a good listener. You feel proud of your accomplishments and your ability to learn and recall at will. Take a moment now to just enjoy the moment and these special feelings associated with how your life is rapidly improving as you incorporate these new learnings into your subconscious mind. Every day you're noticing more and more improvements in this area. You take time to practice your own self-hypnosis by taking a few calming and relaxing breaths, closing your eyes, and coming back to this moment of trance, and then suggesting to yourself that which you wish to program into your own mind. You get better at bringing yourself into hypnosis each time you practice. And now, if it's time for sleep, you can allow yourself to drift off into a dreamy, drowsy, deep sleep. And you will simply bypass any of the remaining suggestions for waking. And now, if it's time for you to come back to full waking consciousness, you will do so at the count of five, feeling relaxed and well rested, just like you're waking up from a nice long nap. So if you're ready to come back now, you'll come up slowly and gently at the count of five. Number one. You're beginning to feel your body where it's been resting so still and quiet. And notice the blood flow beginning to pick up its pace just a little. Perhaps by noticing a tingling in your fingers, your head, or your toes. Number two. Waking up even more now. Good. Feel your body emerging from its restful state into a wakeful, energetic state. Good. And three. That's right. You are ready now to be wakeful, so breathe in the wakeful energy and breathe out any feelings of being tired. Notice how good it feels to become wakeful again. And number four. Almost there. You can now move your arms and your legs. Wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch out your torso. Good. And now five, eyes wide open. You are fully alert and ready to be responsive and energetic. You have all your energy and you are perfectly wide awake.